striped bass are intolerant of warm water, so they can't live, say, like where a largemouth bass or a crappie lives in the summer. They got to live in cooler water. So they go down into this area that we call is a thermal refuge area, and we call it the bubble because when you look at the data, it's kind of a bubble they're in. But when they're in this bubble, they can survive in a normal year, but when you have high water and they're generating really hard and you have a lot of organic matter coming into the lake, that bubble dissolves before the striped bass can leave out of there. Now, the issue that we have is we don't know how many actually striped bass are inhabiting that bubble. So we don't know, you know, the fish that we pick up, we don't know what percentage of those is actually making up the number of striped bass at the dam.